Today is Masechet Yoma Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin Mitzvah Hashem on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Kiddush Adav Raglav. So we had learned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol went in one more time into the Beis Hamikdash in order to the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to take out the Kaf Machtab, the spoon with the Ketores, the shovel that had the coal that he had brought in earlier when he went to do that avodah in the Beis Hamikdash in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Uva Aaron al oil moed." Says the Brice, "Lama huba." Why did Aaron HaKohen enter the Beis Hamikdash? Lahotzi kaf machta, to take out the kaf machta, as we explained earlier. In the previous shurim, the Chizkuni explains that the Tarak Doisha does not want that the Kafa Machta should remain there with their ash from one year to the next year. So that's why there was a special point to go in and take it out. The reason, as we also explained, it could not be taken out immediately after he did the Avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is because, as we explained, the Torah wants that all of that ash and all of that Ketores should be burnt, and we can't, and the Kohen Gadol can't just stand there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim waiting until it's all consumed. Says the Gemara, Shekola Parsha Kula Nemra Laseida, all the Psukim that the Torah says in Parshas Achrei Mois regarding the Avoida on Yom Kippur were all said according to the proper order. Chutz mi pasuk zu, except this pasuk, which speaks about, as we just said, the tzos kaf machta, that isn't said in the proper order, because the Torah, when it speaks about this, speaks about the kaf machta, and then the Torah says they did the oilos of oilos ha'am, the Kohen Gadol's oil and the urban oil of Klal Yisrael, but rather what happened was that the Olosoi v'Olosoam actually preceded the Tzos Kafa Machtam. So ask the Gemara, why indeed, my Tama, why do we say that the Tzos Kafa Machtam had to be done prior to the Olos v'Olosoam had to be done prior to the Tzos Kafa Machtam? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Chizda Gemiri, for as we have learned, Aloch L'mosh Mesinai, a number of times in this Masechta, that Chomesh Tefilas Vasar Kedushim Toiva Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bo B'Yoyim. The Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh five times and did Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim 10 times on Yom Kippur. And as we explained many times, that the Tefilas and the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim were done every time the Kohen Gadol changed from the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovin, or vice versa. And if the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol was supposed to take out the Kafa Machta right after he brought it in, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we would not have him going in, need to go to the mikveh five times and need to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim 10 times, but rather it would be enough to do it three times. But since we have this Halach L'Mash Mesinai, says Rav Chizda, that the Kohen went to the mikveh five times and did Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim 10 times, E Amrit, says the Gemara Shebe Kesidra and Kesivi, that we're going to say that the order was done as it seems to be in the Torah, that the Tzos Kaf Machta were done before the Eloi Ve'elo Am, before the Kohen Gadol did that avoida. In other words, it was done at the same time when the Kohen Gadol had gone in to do the avoida of the Ketores. We won't have the need for him to go to the mikveh and do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. There would only be three steps in the avoida, not five. But since we have this Halach L'mash Mesinai, it must be that the Tzos Kaf Machta were done separately. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Reb Zeira, V'dima Mafsiklei B'sira Nas B'chutz. So ask the Gemara, yes, we've successfully proven that the Tzos Kaf Machta was not done at the same time as that they did the whole avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There has to be an avoda that was done b'chutz, separating between the first time the Kohen entered, the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the second time he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But why are we saying that what separated these two times was Eloi ve'Eloi Am? Maybe what separated it was the Sar HaMesafim. That means he would come out of the big out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Beis HaMikdash, switch from the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zov, be makriv the Sar HaMesafim, and then go back into the Big Day Lavan, put on the Big Day Lavan in order to take out the Kaf HaMachta, then go back into the, then get back dressed to the Big Day Zov, and then do the Eloi ve'Eloi Am. So what we've accomplished is that we still have the five tefillas. We have the five steps that we keep on referring to in this Masechta, but we don't have to turn around the psukim and say that the Eloi ve'Eloi Am were done before the Tzos Kaf Machta. Why can't we say that it was done, as the Pasuk implies, after the Tzos Kaf Machta? And the Sar Hanas B'chutz, which is actually mentioned in Parashas Pinchas, not even mentioned in Parashas Achrei Mois, that was done immediately after the Kohen Gadol came out of the base, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the base of Mikdash, the first time. Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, when it speaks about Eloi ve'Eloi Am, the Pasuk says, V'yotza v'osa v'elosai v'elos ha'am. So the Torah uses the words v'yotza. We learn from that Pasuk, v'yitziyasa rishonai, as soon as the Kohen Gadol goes out the first time from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's when he does, v'yitziyasa rishonai, as soon as he goes out the first time, does he do osa v'elosai v'elos ha'am, that they do it the first time, not the second time. So that's the proof that it's done immediately afterwards, not later in the day. Rava says a different reason. We just said a few moments ago that the entire order that's mentioned, the Pesukim and Parashas Achrei Mois, is what exactly happened. The only exception, we said, was the Hatzos Kaf HaMachta, which was done, which even though mentioned in the Pasuk, it's not mentioned in the proper order. And Rava says, the reason we have to say so is because the Torah, when it discusses the halacha of taking out the Tzos Kaf HaMachta, the Pasuk says, Va Aaron Oil Moed, Aaron comes to Oil Moed, as Pashad as Big Day Abadish Lavash. He takes off the Big Day Lavin. And says Rava, when we learn that Pasuk, She'ain Tam Alaymer, there are two words in the Pasuk that seem to be superfluous. Why does the Torah have to say a Shalavash? That he was wearing. Of course, klum adam paishet elamash shalavish. When somebody takes off clothing, he takes off what he's wearing. So why did the Torah have to say elamatam aloimer ashalavish? Why did the Torah have to say the words ashalavash? Klum adam paishet elamash shalavish. Shalavash kvar. It comes to teach us that now we're talking about, we're putting them on a second time. And what the Torah is telling us is that the Big Day Lovin, which were used to do avoidus in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, should be put on not just once, but should put on twice. What's the time that, why is it put on a second time? It's put on a second time for Tzos Kaf HaMachta. Ask the Gemara on Rava as well. Yes, we're going to accept, says the Gemara, that he's going to go in special for Tzos Kaf HaMachta. And yes, we have to say that he has to do something in between. And we keep on saying that what was done in between was the Eloi ve'Eloi Am. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that it was the Eloi ve'Eloi Am that was done in between? Maybe it was the Sar Nas B'chutz. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Bar Shela, Ve'im the Mafsklei, what separates the two times the Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh HaKadoshim was with the Sar Nas B'chutz, not with the Eloi ve'Eloi Am. Answers the Gemara HaKsiv, the Pasuk says regarding the avoid of Eloi ve'Eloi Am, the Torah says V'yotza v'asa. And as we learned before, V'yotza v'asa means V'yotza, as soon as the Kohen exits from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kodesh, immediately he should do the Eloi ve'Eloam. Ask the Gemara, is the statement that we just made correct? V'chol ha'pasha kula nemra al-aseda, is that actually accurate that everything else is mentioned in the proper order? For a kreuksiv, the pasuk says, v'schela v'achatus yakdem mizbeicha. That is referring to burning the par that the Kohen Gadol brings, the emrim of the par that the Kohen Gadol brings, and the sor la'shem. V'hadar, and then the Torah says, v'spar achatus v'sar v'sor achatus, this is the burning of the par sor la'shem. That means we know that this kabbanis, the par that the Kohen Gadol brought, and the sor la'shem, are not like your typical carbon chatas, but rather, as we've discussed earlier, they are taken out mechutz lamachna, and that's where they burnt. So we see from here, if we follow the order of the pasuk, the first the emrim should be burnt, and then the kabbana should be burnt, the actual meat. Vila nantanan, we learned in the Mishnah, asked the Gemara on Daf Samaches on the base, Haroyas Kohen Gadol Kishukairi. If somebody was there in the Azara when the Kohen Gadol was reading from the Sefer Torah, Ein Ro'a Par Sorim Nesrofim, he can't see that as the Par and Sorim Nesrofim, because as we explained in our previous year, there was quite a distance between Yerushalayim and the place where they were burnt, and they were done. These two different avoidas, the kriyas haSefer Torah and the burning of the parachatas and sirachatas, were done at the same time, and therefore you can't be at two places at the same time. But as the Gemara, vil emrichatas basach makdalu, the burning of the emrim was done later. But if we want to follow the order of the Torah, then the burning of the emrim should have been done before we burn the meat of the power of the Kohen Gadol and the Sor la'shem. Ema, so says the Gemara, indeed, because of this question, we have to say, chutz mipasuk zeh ve'elech. This pasuk, when we start from this pasuk reading the Torah, then the order no longer is the way it's mentioned in the Torah. And so what we've done is, in order to stick with what we learned in the Mishnah, the first day they burnt the meat of these animals, and only then were they makted the emrim, in order to keep the Mishnah correct, even though it's contrary to what we learned in the Psukim. So ask the Gemara, or my chazas, the Mishapsi Kroy, why would we want to say that the Psukim are not in the proper order? Rather, perhaps say, Shabbish Masnisa, that the Mishnah is not mentioning the proper order, but the Psukim should be kept to the psukim should be kept to the order that we learned, and they should be indeed done in that order as the Torah mentions, meaning we should first do the emirim and then burn the basar. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, v'mishalich, the Torah says, v'mishalich sol azozo yichabes begodov v'rochetz besara b'mayim, and next to it the Torah says, the halacha about the person who burns the power of the Kohen Gadol and the Sor la'shem, where the Torah as well says, v'asorev oyso michabes begodov v'rochetz es besar b'mayim. So since the Torah speaks about both of them, it's similarly, ha'mishalech and asorev, so the Torah seems to be indicating that they should be connected. And when we say, ma, when the Torah speaks about mishalech as sor, even though the Torah says that pasuk after the Akhtaris Amram, that doesn't mean that wait to send the Sor la'Azazel to this point. The sending off of the Sor la'Azazel was done before the Akhtaris Amram, as the Pasuk says, the Mikara. The Pasuk says beforehand that we should send that off. So if now we're saying that the serf of the Parvasar is done at the same time, even though if we read the Pasukim as they seem to appear, it really means mikara. They're really burnt earlier, and only afterwards the emrim are burnt. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, we can make a counter argument. Ma'as soyev tahashta, we'll say that the burning of the meat of the Sar Lashem and the power of the Kohen Gadol is only done after the Merun Chatas. Instead of saying that the sending the Azazel was done earlier, let's argue and let's suggest, says the Gemara, Af Mishaleich, the Hashta, that too should be done earlier. And says the Gemara, that isn't an option. To say that we wait to send the Sar Lazazel to later in the day can't be correct, because the Torah says a Mishaleach Nimikar Mashma, that it was sent earlier in the day. Rava Amakra, Rava gives a different explanation. The Pasuk says, Vasar Sha'ala Olav Agar Lazazel, Ya'amet Chai Lefnei Hashem L'chapa Olav. So we see Ad Masa Yezokik L'amid, how long does the Sar Lashem have to remain alive? Ad Shas Kapara, until the actual Kapara. Vemesai Shas Kapara, when is the Kapara of these Kabaras affected? B'Shas Matan Damim, when we spritz the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, for so long, and it doesn't stay alive any longer. And as the Mefarshim say, not only doesn't it stay alive any longer, we certainly don't want the Sar Lazazel, we spoke about this concept earlier, we certainly don't want the Sar Lazazel to remain alive anymore. And if we don't want it to remain alive anymore, that's a proof that the taking the Sar Lazazel is done at that earlier point in the day. And since, as we just learned, that the burning of the parent Sar is connected to the time when the Sar Lazazel is sent, it's a proof that the burning of that meat is done earlier, and the Emurim of those Karbonis are only burnt afterwards, later. We learned that in our Mishnah, on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, that the person who takes the Sar Lazazel remained in the last sukkah that they prepared for him, the last chot that they prepared for him, until Matzah Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, now it's after Yom Kippur. Osei HaMishaleach, the person who carried that sar chutz to the mountain, Matzah B'Shuk L'Kohen Gadol, if he meets the Kohen Gadol in the street, Aymalai, he says to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Ishi is a term of respect, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shluchoscha. We've done what we were supposed to do. However, Matzah B'Beisai, he didn't find him at home in the street. Rather, he found him at home. I'm le mechaya chayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Oisei shluchusai, Asinu shluchusai. We've done the shlichus that we were charged. So, of course, what is the statement of mechaya chayim? Is the Hakadosh Baruch Hu who gives us life and gives us a good life? Why? And so we're saying that what he's saying to the Kohen Gadol is that since we've done what we're supposed to do with this Sar Lazazel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should have a good, healthy life. Of course, the Mefarshim try to understand why were different terms used when he found the Kohen Gadol in the street versus at home. So the Pash Pshat is, as the Meiri says, when he finds him outdoors, we want to show respect to the Kohen Gadol. That's why he speaks that way. When he's at home, we want to show the real respect we're supposed to show and we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which of course the Mashah says is a difficult pshat. Just because you're in the street, you're not supposed to show respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mashah says that when somebody's in the street, it's not proper respect to mention the Shem Hashem. So that's why if he meets the Kohen Gadol in the street, that's why he has to just speak about the Kohen Gadol. When he meets him at home, there he could respectfully say, I'm focused on showing cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moreover, the Meiri says, from here, the lesson is that when somebody is appointed to do a shlichus, he's supposed to try to go back to the person who sent him to do the shlichus and say to him, I've done the shlichus that you asked me to do. Moreover, the Shem Tzion Balacha points out that the shliach uses the words asinu. Asinu is a Lashon Rabbim, two people. But he took that animal out to the Sarl Azazel by himself. So what is the word that he uses, a sinu? So he explains that since the halacha is shlucha shel adam kamaisai, that a person shliach is an extension of the person himself, so the shliach is an extension of the kohen gadol, and that's why he uses the word asinu. It's you and I together who have accomplished what has to be accomplished. Amar Rabba, kimifter rabbanan ma'adoni ben pamedisa. When the rabbanan would take leave of each other in pamedisa, amri hach, the way they would take leave, they would say mechay chayim yiten lecha chayim aruchim tovim mechakonim. The Talmidim says the Meiri that as Talmidim Chachamim take leave of each other, they're supposed to give each other bracha for something that they need. What do they need? They need to be able to sit and learn. But if in order to be able to sit and learn, they have to have a good, happy life, that they shouldn't have any other issues bothering them that should prevent them from learning. Din Yaakov takes this a step further. We know that the pasuk says regarding the Torah, "Kihi chayecha v'orichimecha." Learning Torah is what brings ariches yomim. So now, by separating from each other, and presumably they may not be able to learn as they're traveling, so they give each other a bracha that even though they won't be learning, they should still be worthy to have ariches yomim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "As halach lufnei Hashem be'artzus achayim." What's taich arch sechayim? Says the Gemara, "Zeh makom shvachim." In the makom shvach, in the place where many people, that's where it's the arch sechayim. So Rashi explains that the tefillah is that even when Klal Yisrael is unfortunately in Golus, they should be able to have panasa. Another pshat that the Meiri suggests is that a Jew is not supposed to serve Hashem only when he's in the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. A Jew is supposed to serve Hashem everywhere. And that's what the pasuk is saying, Arts Sachayim, the Shvakim, that even when we're in the Shvakim, even when we're out in the world, we should be able to serve Hashem even under those circumstances, under all circumstances, we should serve Hashem. And I saw the same, that's the point that the pasuk is trying to teach us, that even a Jew is supposed to serve Hashem even with Gashmias. I saw the Sefer Sifsei Tzadikim explains that a person is supposed to be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is supposed to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as halach ba'artzis achayim, that even when we're out in the street, we should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that the Ben Ish Chai suggests, and what they were mispalul, is that they should live in a place where whatever they need is readily available. And because it's readily available, whatever they find, whatever they need, they won't have to spend time looking for these things and finding these things. Their food and their clothing will be all readily available, and if they'll be readily available, they'll be able to spend the time learning Torah and not need to do on anything else. Another pshat that I saw is that even when David HaMelech was being mispalel, that even when Klal Yisrael is out in Golus, the Golus should be a bearable Golus, and they should have what they need. Another pshat that I saw is that the concern, on the contrary, is that when somebody has a lot of gashmias, the concern is, who knows if that won't pull him away from Hashem. And David HaMelech was saying that even when Klal Yisrael are in the Shvakim, and they still should be able to be strong in their avodas Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ke'arich yomim u'shnois chayim v'shalom yusifalach." Ask the Gemara, the word Shnois Chayim. V'chiyei shonim shal chayim, v'yei shonim shal enon chayim, are the years of life and years not of life. Amar Beloza, elu shnois of shalodim, what's being referred to here about a person's life, hamas apches Allah merol toiva. That a person has in his lifetime different situations, that the life is not consistent. Sometimes there are easier times, and sometimes there are more difficult times. And what he's telling us is that under all circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be able to be okay. And what I saw other mefarshim explain is shnois chayim means that we all daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zoicha to arichas yomim. But arichas yomim alone, of course, is a tremendous bracha. But our tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that those extra years, those arichas yomim that we should have, should be shnois chayim, should be healthy, fruitful, great years, not that we should chas v'shalom be sick or not be able to function well. The pasuk says also Mishlei, aleichem ishim ekra. And again, as we said earlier, ishim is a term of respect. Amar Abrachya, ela tamid chamim. The pasuk is referring to tamid chamim. And the pasuk uses the word isha, which is like a woman. Shein doimel anoshim, that they're like women. Pashup shah, women aren't as strong as men. And still, v'oisin gvura kanoshim, they still have a lot of strength for divrei Torah. The Ksav Sofer explains as follows, that the Gemara, typically, when it wants to speak between the difference of a man and a woman, a man is a mashpia. A man is a person who's a giver, and a woman is a makabel, is one that's receiver. So says the Ksav Sofer, people may think that Talmid Chachamim are supported by the community. Rabbanim and others are supported by the community. So the people who are supported by the community are the people that we would think are the Noshim, are the people who are the ones that are the Makablim, are the receivers, and the rest of the people are the givers. Teaches us the Pasuk, as the Gemara says, Kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni, the entire world is supported because of the Talmid Chachamim. So it's not that the Talmid Chachamim are the ones that are the takers, but on the contrary, the Talmid Chachamim are the ones who are the givers. They're mashpia panosa to the whole world. Another pshat is that the people who learn Torah have to have in them being soft at one hand. That's the proper type of midah. A person has to be soft and nice. And on the other hand, sometimes they have to be tough. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us, is the way Talmid Chachamim should live. They have to be soft on one hand, and on the other hand, they have to be tough. Another pshat is that we know the pasuk says, Kol kvuda bas melech pnima. The proper place for a woman is with tznius. And Talmid Chachamim should act with tznius, that they should spend their time inside the Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis HaMedrash, not in the street. Amra Brachya, a roitz a nasach yayin agabim mizbeach. If somebody wants to, unfortunately, bizman hazeh, we don't have kabonis. But what's the closest to being able to do nisach hayayin on the mizbeach? We know what every carbon the sachem were brought along, and the wine was poured on the mizbeach. It says yimal agroim shatamid chachamim yayin. Give wine to Talmid Chachamim, Shnem Aleichem Ishim Ikra. That's considered like you did the Nesachim on the Mizbeach. And I saw that the Mesil Shisharim says that any person that acts like a Talmid Chachamim, and then you have the people that support the Talmid Chachamim, since the Talmid Chachamim represent the Kedusha that there is in the world, somebody who supports the Talmid Chachamim is as if he's connecting himself to the carbon, as if he's connecting himself to the Kedusha. So I saw the Rameya Arik once met the Ger Rebbe, Dimri Emes, and he asked him, the Gemara says, here the Gemara is saying, Haroitzel Hakrav Nesachim, if somebody wants to bring Nesachim, you should support Talmid Chachamim. So he asked him, the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Kuf Yod teaches us, Kol Oisek B'Torah Chatas Kila Kirk Chatas. Kol Oisek B'Torah Osham Kila Kirk Osham. So the Torah, the Pasuk is teaching us that the way you could be mekayim doing a carbon bezman hazeh is by learning the halachas. So he asked, why don't we say the same thing that skala, if you want to do nesachim, learn the halachas of nesachim, and it will be considered as if you did the nesachim. So he answered, the Imre Emes answered, look in the pasuk that we learned this halacha of kala oisik b'taris chatas kilachat chatas. The taris hazois taris achatas v'osher v'oila. But the Imre Emes said that pasuk doesn't say zois taris ha-nesachim. So we see that the pasuk is teaching us that by all other kabbonis, the way bizman hazeh we could fulfill what those kabbonis represent is by learning the halachas of those kabbonis. But the Torah, by omitting nesachim from that pasuk, is telling us that that isn't by nesachim. What must be the way of doing it? The way of doing it is by actually supporting Talmid Chachamim. And somebody who supports Talmid Chachamim is considered as if he brought nesachim bezman hazeh. I saw that the Chasam Sofer explains, the pasuk says, Umalki tzedek melech sholem, hoitzi lechem v'yayin, v'koyin lekel elyoin. So he explains that Umalki tzedek, what did Malki tzedek do? We know he went down and greeted Avram Avinu with lechem and yayin. He supported Avram Avinu. He gave Avram Avinu lechem and yayin. And immediately tells us the pasuk, what was the schar that Malki tzedek got for that? For who koyin lekel elyoin? He was made into a koyin. A person who supports Talmid Chachamim is as if he's supporting the Kedusha, as if he's supporting the Mizbeach. And somebody who supports Talmid Chachamim, the Mesil Shishom, as I said before, is Zoyche to that Bracha. Another pshat that I saw, the Talmid Chachamim is a person who uses his mouth and his neck to speak Divrei Torah. And somebody who uses that special facility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that special way that we are better, different than anything else in the world, that we're able to speak, that's as if you're bringing a carbon on the Mizbeach. V'amra brachya, Emroi Adam Shetayra Pesek Mizaroi. If Chas V'Shalom, somebody sees that his children aren't learning Torah the way they ought to, Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham. He should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. He should bring a Bas Talmud Chacham into the home. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Eiv, "Miaskin beret shofoi, beret sharshoi, beofer yumaskizoi, mafriach mayim yafriach vasa kumaynata." What you should do is bring Torah into your home, and that Torah will bring back that your children should be b'nei Torah. So the Mefarshim ask, the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph says, La'olam yimka odon kama shiyeshloi, a person should sell all of his assets for yisabas tamad chachem. So there it says that everybody who should marry bas tamad chachem. And our Gemara seems to teach us that this halacha only applies to someone shetayra pesekes mezaroi, that his children aren't learning the way they're supposed to. So the Mefarshim respond that the Gemara over there is referring to, says that loy motzu bas tamad chachem, that if you didn't find a bas tamad chachem, yisu bas gadol ador. Loy motzu bas gadol ador, yisu bas rosh kinesiyos. If you can't find a bas tamad chachem, the Gemara over there gives us other options. But if somebody chas v'shalom doesn't have a, if somebody chas v'shalom has this situation, that Torah is getting weak in his home, then there's only one option for him. The only one option for him is Yisabas Talmud Chacham. He has to marry Talmud Chacham, and no one else could save this family. Tana V'yom Tavay Oisle Avav. We learned in the Mishnah when the Kohen Gadol was Baruch Shem finished the Avoid the Matzah Yom Kippur, he made a party for all of his Oyavav for his successful day. Tana Bar Masbe Kohen Gadol Echad Shiyotzim Beis Hamikdash. There was a Kohen Gadol that exited the Beis Hamikdash. Fava Azli Kula Am Basrei, and everybody was following him. Kiven the Chazinu L'Shmaya Aftalia, but when the people saw Shmaya Aftalia also walking there, Shavkul of the day, they left following, escorting the Kohen Gadol. Vaza Basa Shmaya Aftalia, and they started escorting Shmaya Aftalia, because as the Gemara says, Yikarehim Mifnim Hat. the Torah is yoyser, is more chashiv than even kain gadol shenichnas lefnai lefim. It's even more important and special than the kain gadol who enters lefnai lefim, the kain gadol, the kodesh hakodashim. And the kain gadol obviously was upset. So the soif also shmai v'avtaya lefturim imnei the kain gadol. When shmai v'avtaya wanted to take leave from the kain gadol, omlehen. The Kohen Gadol said to him, Yesa b'nei amin l'shalom. He sort of spoke to them in a sharp way. Machloikis, certainly everybody agrees that Shmai v'Avtalion came from the family of Gerim. Some suggest that they were Gerim themselves. Others suggest that it can't be they were Gerim themselves, because Gerim are not appointed to such important positions in Klal Yisrael, but rather they were from the family of Gerim. And the Kohen Gadol said, you who are descendants of Sancheriv should have peace. It was a way of sort of teasing them. Amalei and Shmai Avtayin responded, Yes, b'nei amin l'shalom. Yes, we come from the Akum, but we act after the Uvda d'Aharon. We act like Aaron. We know that the it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, Havim et Talmidav shel Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, we're always looking to make peace, and we too here went to you to greet you. You who indeed have this great yichus that you're the Kohen Gadol, but of the Aharon, you're not acting like Aharon. Aharon would never have teased or hurt anyone. Furthermore, the Gaon Yaakov says, we know that the Pasuk says regarding Aaron HaKohen, that when Aaron, after Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that his brother Aaron, who until now had that position, will be upset. What does the Torah say about Aaron HaKohen? V'ro'acho v'samach b'libay. On the contrary, Aaron was happy to see Moshe Rabbeinu promoted to that position. And you too, said Shmai Vavtayin to the Kohen Gadol, should be happy with our position, not be teasing us. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Mishamish v'shmoyne kelim, the Kohen Gadol wears shmoyne begadim, and the Kohen Hedjit wore arba begadim, the Kohen Gadol wear four begadim. And as we know, the Torah says that Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh La'ar Nachicha L'chavir L'Sfaras, the Bigdei Kuna were L'chavir L'Sfaras, and the Halacha furthermore is that the Kohen Gadol must wear the avoider. If they're not wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna, the avoider becomes disqualified. Interesting question that the Asman Daraisa discusses. How do we understand that? Is it a disqualification in the Kuhuna? If a Kohen is not, a Kohen or Kohen Gadol are not wearing the Begadim they're supposed to wear, it takes away from their position? Or is it a din in the avoider? The avoider must be done wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna. And an avoider that's done without wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna is not a proper avoider. So the Kohen Gadol wears a ksoinus as a shirt, mechnasayim are pants, mitznefes is the hat, ve'avnet is the gartel, is the belt that he wore. There is an interesting shaila. If the ksoinus that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjit wore are the same or not. The Ramban's opinion is that they were the same. Devin Ezra's opinion is that they both indeed wore ksoinus, as we're going to learn in our Mishnah, but they were a different type of ksoinus. The Moisel of Kohen Gadol, now, another question is that we know that the hat that the Kohen Hedjit wore is called a mitznefes. The hat that Kohen Gadol wore is called a mikbas. And the question is it the same or is it not? Is it not the same? Again, the Kohen Gadol hat called a mitznefes, and the Kohen Hedjit's hat was called a mikbas. Tosfos says that they weren't identical, that the Kohen Gadol's hat was narrower than the hat of the Kohen Hedjit, because the Kohen Gadol had to have room on his head to put the tzitz. And that's the opinion of the Ravid as well, that the Mikbas and the Mitznefes were not the same. The Rambam disagrees. He says that they were really the same. That's just that the Kohen Gadol's hat was wrapped around the head in a different manner than the Kohen Hedjit's hat. But they They were identical. They were really identical. Now the question really is, really goes back to a more fundamental question. The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol, we're going to learn it in a moment, wore a tzitz. And the question is, where did he wear the tzitz? The Torah says, V'hoyo ha-mitzchay tomid, that the Kohen Gadol should wear the tzitz on his forehead. But the Rivah says that just like with tefillin, the Torah says, V'hoyo lo teitofais b'nei necha, but the tefillin are worn on top of the head, not between the eyes. Here too, it was worn higher up on the head, but it was a line between the eye. And therefore, the Rambam holds that the tzitz is fastened higher than the mitznefes, and there was hair visible between the mitznefes, between the tzitz and the mitznefes, where we put the tefillin. And according to the Migdash Tov, it says that the Rambam and the Rivah says that tzitz was worn on the top of the head, not on the forehead. And therefore, according to the Rambam and Rivah, there was no need to have place in the forehead for the tzitz, and therefore the hat of the Kohen Gadol and the hat of the Kohen Hedyot to be identical. But if we hold, as we said a few moments ago, that the tzitz was worn lower on the forehead, that's why the Kohen Gadol's hat had to be narrower so there should be room where to put the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore. Not only do we have to have room for the tzitz, we also have to have room for his tefillin. We also mentioned Avnet, and we've mentioned many times in our Masechta that there's a machloikis how the Avnet was made. Meaning, everybody agrees that the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore all year round was Shatnas. And there's a special heter, the Torah gives a special dispensation that the Kohen Gadol could wear such an Avnet. Everybody agrees that the Kohen Gadol's Avnet that he wore on Yom Kippur was also made out of linen. The question is, how was the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot made? Was it the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it was Shatnas? Or was it made out of pure linen? So continues the Mishnah, Maisav la Kohen Gadol. As we continue speaking about the Kohen Gadol wore choshen, that's a special type of breastplate that had different stones, and he wore it facing his heart. The ephod was like an apron. A me'il is a long robe. The tzitz that we just described, this plate of gold that had on it the words Kodesh LaShem. Beilu Nishalim, only, says the Mishnah, we know, and we're going to speak about it in the Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, that when Klal Yisrael had different questions to pose, they asked the Urim V'Tumim. Says the Mishnah, Be'elu, only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Shemayna Begadim, Nishalim B'Urim V'Tumim, can we ask questions of the Urim V'Tumim. They Nishalim, and furthermore, says the Mishnah, we can only ask questions to the Kohen Gadol. Only people, not every person who has a question could approach the Kohen Gadol. We only could approach the Kohen Gadol, a melech, an abezdin, or misha tzarch, tziba tzarch, by somebody, a question that is important to the whole community. Tana bottom. So begins the Gemara to discuss the threads that were used to make the big dekuhuna. Says the Gemara, Tana bottom, dvarm shenem be sheish, wherever the Torah says that they made it out of sheish, Chutin kafel shisha. Every string was made out of six strands. Mashar, when the Torah says mashar, it means it was made out of shmina, eight threads. Mil, the Torah speaks about the mil, and the Torah says that the mil was made out of tchelis, were made out of shnei mesachutim, out of 12 threads. The proiches, which were the curtains separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, were made out of threads that were made out of Esrim V'Arba, 24 threads. Choshim V'Eifod, the Torah speaks about Choshim V'Eifod, those threads were made out of Esrim V'Shmoina, 28 threads. And the Mara now explains all of these different halachas. We said that the Braisa began, whenever the Torah says Sheish, it means they were made out of threads which were chutin kafa shisha. Says the Rebbe Nolan, where do we know this halacha from? Says the Rebbe Adam Krav Yasos Ektayna Sheish, Ves mitznefesh sheish, ves pariag boyish sheish, ves nichnasei abat sheish mazor. Says the Gemara, the Torah says the word sheish five times. Chamisha kroy ksivi. The Torah says the word sheish five times because bad is another way of saying sheish. It all means linen. Chad, legufei, the kitten nanu. The teacher, Nahavad, that whenever we're talking about this, it's thinking that it should be linen. And v'chad, sheikufel shisha. One is to teach us that all the threads should be done, every thread should be made out of six threads. Chad, sheishazurim, that they should be turned together. Those six threads should be rolled together. V'chad, begadim, shalei namim ben sheish. That where the Torah doesn't say sheish, the halacha still is that they should be six. V'chad, l'akif, that if they weren't done that way, then it's not qualified, they're not a beged in which the avoda may be done. Ask the Gemara, my mashma the high sheish kitnehu. So we said that the sheish means linen. Ask the Gemara, from where do we know that sheish means linen? Answers the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, da mekra, bad. The Torah says, was michnasei abad sheish mazar. Bad is something that dvar oil min a karka bad, something that comes up one reed at a time, and that's the way linen, cotton grow from the ground. Ema asked the Gemara, Imra, maybe it's talking about wool that also comes out one strand from the animal. It says the Gemara, Imra eftzuli miftzula, wool, the hairs split. Asked the Gemara, Kitnanami eftzulu miftzul, the strands split. Answers the Gemara, Kitten agav l'kutzei mitzel. Really, the strands of linen are straight. When they start getting processed, that's when they start splitting. Wool splits on its own. Vina ama mihacha. The way we know that sheish means linen is because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Pari pishtam yil aroisham, u'michnasei pishtam yil misneim. So we see clearly that linen was the material that these begodim were made out of. Amalei Rav Ashi, ha mekam da'asi yechaskum namra. So ask the Gemara, this pasuk is very much clearly an indication that these begodim, that these garments were made out of linen. But this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Before Yecheskel, who was one of the Nevi'im, came, how do we know that it means linen? Says the Gemara, l'tameich. So ask the Gemara, if that's going to be considered a legitimate question, ha darim chizda. Rav Chizda teaches us Masechta Mesvachim. There's a halach that we didn't find explicitly in the Chamishichem Shetairah, but Divrei Yecheskel B'Muzi Lamadnu. But we learn it from Yecheskel, from the Navi in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, "Ko ben necha v'aral leiv v'aral basa loyovel migdashi." Any kohen who was an apikiris, or any kohen who did not have a bris milah, may not enter the Beis HaMikdash. Ask them, how mekam dasi Yecheskel? Before Yecheskel came and taught us this halacha, man amra, from where do we know it? Ella, Gemara Gemirali. They had this as a Kabbalah from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. V'asa Yecheskel, v'as mecha krop. And then Yecheskel came and put it into a pasuk. Hachinami, the same thing as the begodim, b'de kuhuna. Gemara Gemirali, they knew that they're supposed to be made out of linen. So the pasuk here speaks about an oral basar, somebody who doesn't have a bris milah. And there's a very big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, who was included in this. According to Rashi, anybody who doesn't have a bris milah, even if he didn't have a bris milah, because there's a history of his brothers dying when they had a bris milah, so you don't make a bris milah for him, that's enough. So he's all right with not having bris milah, but he can't do the avoda. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says such a person is an oinus. We can't have any claim to this person if he unfortunately can't have a bris milah because he has a medical condition. And Tosfos says the chiddush here is that if a person didn't have a bris milah because he's worried about the pain, he doesn't want to go through the operation, that person is disqualified from doing the avoda. But if he didn't have the bris because of a medical condition, he would be allowed to do the avoda. So the pasuk says that somebody like this, layova al migdashi. And Ritva says that what we're learning from here is that somebody who was a mumer, it was an apikiris, and then he did tshuva, still may not do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch says that koyim mumer, if a koyim was a mumer, like Yisus Kapov, he should not do duchening. However, if he also tshuva, if he did tshuva, yesh oimrim shiyasu kapov, that he can do duchening. And similarly, the Bi'ah Halacha says that even though we just quoted the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if somebody didn't have a bris milah because of a medical condition, Rashi says he's still not allowed to do the avodah. The Bi'ah Halacha says that we could follow the opinion of Tosfos and still allow such a person who didn't have a bris milah because of a medical condition to do duchening. We learned early in the Brisa, the Mashar means Shmoina, that the eight strands were tied, were woven, were wrapped together. Manola and the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yashu ashulei al-mil rimani t'cheles v'agamim slashani sheish Mashar. V'yalof, Mashar, Mashar mi'preiches. The Torah says by the preiches, V'asisa preiches t'cheles v'agamim slashani v'sheish Mashar. Ma'ala halon, it was Esen v'arba, we have four different types. Each one, six strands, 24, six times 24. Afkan, when we speak about the meal, it was made out of three materials. Tchelos, agam, v'tala, shani. Each one for a total of 24. If you're going to do eight, you'll have eight times three, you'll have 24. Ask the Gemara, Menelef, if we're learning Gzeir Shava, Masar, Masar, instead of learning from the Preiches, ask the Gemara, why don't we learn from the Chayshid, an aphid, v'malahalon, the Torah also uses the word masar. And malahalon, we said that the shchayshu aphid were made out of 28. Afkan should be that the mill, the remaining mill, should be made out of 28, not 24. Answers the Gemara, Dovah shalai nema bazov. Zov is not mentioned regarding the remaining mill. Zov is not mentioned regarding the preiches. B'dovah shalai nema bazov. Lefuke chayshu aphid, shenema and zov. There the Torah does use the word Zov. Ask the Gemara, but we can make a counter-argument. Adirabba, Donim Begad Mi Begad, the Remainim are part of a Begad, the Choshev Eifer Abagodim, Lafuka Preiches, Dailhu, the Preiches were used as a curtain, but not as a Begad. Says the Gemara, the way we know the Remainim ill, we learn it from Avnet. We learn it from Avid. Donim Begad, Dovah Shalai Nem Bazov, and it preferred to learn it from the Avnet, which didn't have any Zav from it. The Remainim Mi'il didn't have Zav. We learned from the Avnet, which is a Begad, didn't have any Zav. B'davah shalai nema b'zav. V'ein don and davah shein ben zav, b'davah sheish b'zav, which is the Chayshid v'Efid. Ramara gives other reasons why we can't learn from the Chayshid v'Efid. Ramara emet ha-seneksiv. When the Torah speaks about the Chayshid v'Efid, the Torah specifies to Senel Lazer only these begodim are made this way, v'lei lach, and nothing else. Ravashi Amma, we can't learn the reminder from Chosh v'Eifed because the Torah says v'sisa ksiv. V'sisa means she'e kol siyos of shavis, that all the materials that are used in making this should be made the equal amount. She'e kol siyos of shavis. If we're going to say the remaining meil were 28, like the Choshim ve'Eifid, what are we going to do? Navid Tlosa, we have three made Asara Asara. If we're going to take the three materials that we said that they're made out of and use 10 and make 10 strands out of every one of the materials, the Tchelis and the Agom and the Tlasha, we'll have 30. We're supposed to have 28. Navid Tarti Tisha Tisha, so we'll say we'll make 2, 9. And 110, so it'll be 18 plus 10. But we just said, Omakrov, Asisa, Shia, Kos, Yosef, Shavas. So because of that, it can't be that we're going to learn that it should be that way. Rather, the way we'll learn it from the either the Preiches or from that, and everything will work perfectly when we'll end up with 24, 8 times 3.